Whitfield coming in 1739, it was like restriking the match and lighting the fuse, and the colonies suddenly became alive with the presence of God. And it created such a stir because there were so many young people coming to faith in Christ, so many teenagers, so many in their early 20s, that they were on fire for God. And they had trouble blending in with their own congregation, some of which were just still kind of dead and apathetic and lukewarm. And so it was creating this tension. And so it all came to a boiling point at Yale University. As the Board of Trustees met to start the new year, they were trying to sort through, is this of God? The Great Awakening? Is it not of God? And the Board of Trustees decided that it was not of God. Can you believe that? And so I want to read you their official document. It's a part of the David Brainerd story. If any student of this college shall directly or indirectly say that the rector, the board of trustees, or the tutors are hypocrites, carnal, or unconverted men, and I want to tell you, some of them were. They were, as John Knox said, I'll call a spade a spade. He shall, for the first offense, make a public confession in the hall, meaning before the student body, and for the second offense, be expelled. Well, later that day, in the remarkable providence of God, the Board of Trustees, after drafting that statement, asked Jonathan Edwards, of all people, to preach the commencement address. Can you believe all these galaxies are colliding at one time? And Whitfield's already been there and preached and has only stirred up the students even more. And Whitfield had the audacity to say that even the pastors in the colonies need to be born again. So Jonathan Edwards steps to the podium, to the pulpit, to address the entire student body, the board of trustees, and local pastors who have gathered. And Jonathan Edwards brought one of the most defining messages that have ever been brought at a strategic time in church history. It became a best-selling book. It is known as The Distinguishing Marks of a True Work of God's Spirit. He took 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, Jonathan Edwards, and he identified the five marks of a true work of God, that you may know if this is God that is in this movement. And he began the message by giving 8 or 9 marks that could go either way. So don't be caught up with these 8 or 9. These 5 will be the plumb line that will determine whether the Great Awakening is of God or not. And Jonathan Edwards actually sided with the students. He said, this is a true work of God, and we must be patient with the old people. Well, sitting there that day in the student body was David Brainerd. Can you imagine how the intersection of these lives are taking place? And David Brainerd is on fire for God.